Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kent Lindquist, and I hope you stick around for the next 2 hours. We've got some great mainstream jazz coming down the pike for the next 2 hours after a break for the news. And my co-host, Bill Sally, will not be with us tonight. He's my amiable partner in time, is off on a well-deserved vacation, and so I'm going to struggle through and the show tonight by myself. And what we're going to do is a little salute to Duke Ellington, one of the great jazz composers, arrangers, bandleaders, and pianists. His career as a jazz artist spanned from 1924 to approximately 1973, almost 50 years. We're not going to do anything by the Duke Ellington Orchestra tonight. We're going to do all different artists paying tribute to Duke Ellington. So you won't hear Duke Ellington himself tonight, but you're going to hear some great jazz artists that play tunes associated with, composed by Duke Ellington. We're going to lead off the show with Benny Carter, the great alto sax man, from his Impulse album, Further Definitions. He also has along with him a sax section comprised of Phil Woods on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Joe Jones is on drums. This is an old standby of the Ellington band called Cottontail. Thank you. Well, the first thing we played was Cottontail, which is was in a Duke Ellington book for his orchestra for many, many years, probably 30 years. It was Benny Carter on alto sax leading up a sax section composed of Phil Woods, Coleman Hawkins, and Charlie Rouse. We're going to turn now to Zoot Sims, a great tenor man. He's going to do a composition that was played by the Ellington Band over the years called Main Stem from his Pablo album, Hawthorne Nights. This is a little big band, has some fine people in it. I think you're going to hear Zoot all the way on this one, but backing up was Rossellino on trombone, Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, Snooky Young on trumpet, Art Taylor on drums. Let's listen to Main Stem. Thank you. was a swinger by Zoot Sims from his Pabble album, Hawthorne Nights. That was a tune that was in the Ellington book for many years called Main Stem. And so now we're going to move on, and we're going to do another Ellington tune that was played many, many years by the Ellington Band based on the chord changes of Rose Room. And this is done by Oscar Peterson from his Telarc album, The More I See You. Includes we've got Benny Carter back again on alto sax, Ray Brown on bass, Clark Terry on trumpet, Louis Nash on drums. Let's listen to In a Mellow Tone.
Thank you.
Continuing our suit to Duke Ellington, you just heard the Oscar Peterson Group do In a Mellow Tone. And by the way, besides Benny Carter on alto sax, it was Clark Terry on trumpet. Clark Terry was in the Ellington band for about 9 years, so he was very familiar with that particular composition. We're going to turn now to tenor sax Ben Webster. Tenor sax man Ben Webster was in the Ellington band for off and on for about 5 or 6 years. And one of the classic ballads that Duke Ellington wrote was called Come Sunday. And we're going to hear Ben Webster do this with his jazz buddy. I think they were even roommates, Joe Zawinul on piano, who went on to play with Cannonball Adderley's group. And this is an old Riverside album called Soulmates, and we're going to listen to a beautiful ballad by tenor sax man Ben Webster called Come Sunday. Thank you. out a big, beautiful tenor sax sound of Ben Webster, former member of the Ellington Band, doing another Ellington composition, comes Sunday from his Riverside album called Soulmates. Now, we've played Clark Terry's Sidemen on two or three tracks already so far tonight. As I mentioned previously, he was in a trumpet section in a jazz, held on a jazz trumpet chair in the Ellington Band for about 9 years. This is a track from his Impulse album, The Happy Horns of Clark Terry. This is an Ellington composition that was first introduced in the early 30s and was played right down to probably the last concert Duke Ellington played in about 1973. They toted this one out about every night. It always sounded good. It includes Phil Woods on alto sax, Ben Webster's back on tenor sax, Roger Calloway on piano. Let's listen to Rockin' in Rhythm.
Thank you.
Another great Duke Ellington composition, a real swinger down through the years, Rockin' and Rhythm. There's a group headed up by Clark Terry on trumpet from his Impulse album, The Happy Horns of Clark Terry. Here's some nice tenor sax work there by Ben Webster. Now we're going to listen to, I guess it was considered by Duke Ellington to be his favorite jazz soloist, who was in and out of the Ellington band for probably about 25 years, and that's Johnny Hodges. And this is a song that was originally titled as an instrumental, Never No Lament. And then they decided to put lyrics to it, and it became I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, which became a great pop tune at the time. And this is from an Impulse album called Everybody Knows Johnny Hodges, cut in 1964. It's a big band, backed up mostly by former Ellington musicians, Cat Anderson on trumpet, Ray Nance on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Harry Carney on baritone sax, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet. Listen to the great alto sax ballad artistry of Johnny Hodges doing I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Thank you. Johnny Hodges leading up a big band comprised of many Ellington personnel doing I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. It was from an Impulse album cut back in February of 64. We're going to move on now to a jam tune that was played, still played today, all the time, jam sessions, whatever. It was in the Ellington book forever and ever, called Sea Jam Blues. It's a simple 12-bar blues. We bring back Johnny Hodges on alto sax, which you just heard on that last track. Benny Carter's here again on alto sax. Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax. This was cut live in New York at a concert in 1967. Had it on the Pablo label, had a modest title for this album called The Greatest Jazz Concert in the World. And included in a rhythm section, Oscar Peterson on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Let's listen to Sea Jam Blues.
Thank you.
All right, that was a concert live in New York City in 1967, and a great front line there of Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Benny Carter on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, doing Ellington's Sea Jam Blues. Now we're going to continue our salute to Ellington by bringing along tenor sax man Buddy Tate from his prestige Swingville album, Tate a Tate. And here again, Clark Terry's getting quite a workout tonight. We've got Clark Terry back on trumpet. Everybody wanted Clark on their albums when they saluted Ellington because he spent so much time in the Ellington band. Clark Terry on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Art Taylor on drums, Larry Gales on bass. This is an absolutely gorgeous tune that never really made it big. It's only kept alive by various jazz artists. It's a beautiful ballad called All Too Soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great ballad written by Duke Ellington. Never got much notoriety, but it's a beautiful tune nevertheless. That was Benny Tate on tenor sax, Clark Terry on trumpet. Well, this is Kent Lindquist, and this is The Feeling of Jazz, and sorry to say my co-host Bill Satterly, my amiable and knowledgeable partner, is on a well-deserved vacation this week, so I'm trying to carry on and do a salute tonight to Duke Ellington by playing various compositions written by Duke Ellington, played by artists other than those in the Duke Ellington Orchestra. We're going to close out the hour with a great pianist that came out of Chicago, Ahmad Jamal, and this is from his Telarc album, cut in June of 94, called I Remember Duke, Hoagie, and Strayhorn. This is a great Ellington tune, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.